kind of a nice blend of youth and experience.
It is, yeah. There's we got young guys. We got, you know, Chance and Schwenk from last year, and Mike's in his sixth or seventh year. I'm the old guy, and there's a good group of guys that have proven they can do it, and a couple of young guys. It's a good mix.
Healthy also. Last year there was kind of...
Yeah, so right now everybody's good. We're working to just improve as much as we can and shut the season off right.
Obviously, it's your first rodeo, but first game, you know, when you're finally game planning for an opponent, you're starting to play games that count. Is that still exciting for a veteran player?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Especially, you know, it's not always that much fun to open on the road, but, you know, last year we opened at Pittsburgh, which is a great place, and then obviously Arrowhead is one of those meccas of football, and, you know, as soon as the whole crowd yells Chiefs at the end of the national anthem, you'll get those goosebumps again, and it'll be go time.
Obviously, it's only round one of a 16-round fight, but, you know, how good would it be to go in there, get a win, get the season off to a good start?
It is. I think most important is get a win and, you know, at least do things we know we need to improve on and do them right. You know, take the little things, learn from it from preseason, and put it together and just play well together.
What impresses you about KC's defense? What do you see on film?
They're, you know, they got outside guys that are extremely good at pass rushing. They're fast. Poe inside is a load. He knows what he's doing in there. We had trouble with all of them last year here. So they just know how to play their scheme really well, and they make you have to be right all the time, and you can't take a play off.
You mentioned that mecca football. When you're on the road in an opener, nothing better than to shut up a loud crowd like that?
It is. It's a good feeling. If you can, just like we did in Pittsburgh last year, you go on a long drive or something, and, you know, if you're able to move the ball and quiet the crowd, it is a good feeling, especially in a place like that.
As voted for captains today, how important is your ballot, and how seriously do you think you guys take that vote?
I think a lot of guys take it very seriously. You know, it's the guys that are representing your side of the ball and special teams, and you want somebody you know you can trust to speak for you.
Good choices this year?
I think so, yeah.